Welcome back to the show, Evan Brady. Great to have you here on this Monday morning. Hope you had a good weekend. If you were one of the thousands who crowded into Agribition, you no doubt saw firsthand this was a record-breaking year in terms of attendance. They had great crowds. That rodeo sold out every night, and they're still doing the cleanup down in Regina. The cleanup continues on the exhibition grounds. You'll still see some cattle trailers pulling out probably even today as they wrap it up for 1 year and get ready for next year's already. The planning, we talk often about the work that goes into Agribition, and they basically start the Monday morning, this morning, after Agribition is over. They already start the plans for next year. Great event. Congrats to all those that were involved in putting it on, participating, and just enjoying the event in general. Well, you know, when we talk about our economy here in Canada, we talk about it from a variety of different ways. We talk housing prices. We often will talk about it in terms of jobs. What's the unemployment rate like in the country? There's an article. I love flipping through Business Insider. They've got all kinds of great articles, great stories in there. There was one that their economy team put together in Business Insider that basically talks about the U.S. job market experiencing what some are calling right now the Great Freeze. And I did a bit of a deeper dive into this. It's quite fascinating. Companies are holding on tightly to existing employees. They aren't adding new hires. They're creating a situation where workers are finding it difficult to advance or switch jobs within an organization. Madison Hoff is a reporter on the Business Insider's economy team. She's been tracking this trend, reporting on it. She was part of the group that helped put together this article, and she is joining us today from the East Coast of the United States for a further talk on this. Madison, thanks so much for giving us some time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So I did a bit of a setup there, but tell us about the Great Freeze. What brought this to your team's attention to write on?
Yeah, so I've been tracking the U.S. labor market for years at this point. I've seen, you know, we've gone from the pandemic where there was a lot of layoffs, then the Great Resignation where there's a lot of shuffling and job openings. And now we're in this quite different state, where it's not just low layoffs and low hiring, it's both of those things together and low turnover. So despite some companies making headlines for their layoff news, overall, U.S. layoffs have been low. Quits have come down from, again, a few years ago during the Great Resignation. It's also down from pre-pandemic. So people who have jobs, who want to switch jobs, they might not have the confidence to switch right now just because there aren't as many openings. And unemployment has been low, but it has been inching up. And I've talked to experts, I've talked to job seekers about, you know, the current labor market, and they have said it's tough out there in this frozen job market where there's not a lot of firing going on, there's not a lot of hiring going on, but just making it more difficult, whether right. You have a lot of experience or whether you're trying to enter the job market right now.
It's fascinating. Can you talk about the concept of labor hoarding?
Yeah, so labor hoarding is kind of where companies are like holding on to their workers. So I talked to one economist, and he thinks that companies could be labor hoarding right now because they don't want to relive staffing issues that they've had in the past. You know, during the Great Resignation, there was a lot of movement. Employees kind of had the leverage for, you know, negotiations of salaries, and there was also some labor shortages going on as companies kind of, like, you know, staff back up from the pandemic. And right now, I would say that companies and employers have the upper hand in terms of, you know, the leverage in the labor market. So, yeah, companies are kind of holding on to workers, but also we have workers themselves kind of holding on, again, because there just aren't a lot of openings as there were a few years ago.
Right. We're chatting with Madison Hoff today from Business Insider. So, you know, if you hear the concept labor hoarding, it's companies holding on to their workers. At first mm-hmm. blush, you might think, well, this is maybe not a bad thing. If you're comparing it to a high number of resignations or a high number of layoffs, but maybe talk a little bit, if you can, Madison, about how this impacts career advancements for workers who are already employed.
Yeah, so if companies are not hiring, you know, they might not be hiring internally as well. They might not be promoting people. So that can affect the worker themselves because, you know, they might not be getting that raise that they want. They might not be advancing in their careers, and they might not be able to look for a job opportunity elsewhere that's, you know, where they could advance if there aren't openings out there for, you know, what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. One economist or expert mentioned that it could also be a problem for the employers themselves if they're not, you know, hiring a lot, having people advance in their careers or things like that, because then they're losing out on new talent, new skills, you know, new experience and innovation. So it's kind of a problem for both ends, both the people looking for jobs and perhaps the companies.
Right. Can you talk about, are there particular industries that are more impacted, or is this a phenomenon that seems to be sweeping basically through the U.S.?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good question. So we've seen healthcare be a bright spot, you know, for a while now. If you look at the monthly data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, that's kind of been an industry that's been holding up in terms of job growth. We have seen some gains elsewhere, but, you know, healthcare is kind of like the winning company, I would say, at the moment. If you look at the latest data, which is from September, leisure and hospitality has seen some gains. But, you know, some white-collar industries like information hasn't been seeing a lot of growth, professional business services. And that's all to say that if you are looking for a job right now, experts say that you should maybe look into some other industries, see if they're looking for a job. For instance, if you're a programmer, you can see if healthcare needs a programmer, or, you know, see if leisure and hospitality needs someone. Just broadening your job search in terms of industries out there.
Madison Hoff is my guest, reporter on Business Insider's Economy Team. The article, Welcome to the Great Freeze, Why Companies Aren't Firing, Workers Can't Grow, and the Unemployed Can't Get Jobs. Is there an expectation or even an understanding of when the thaw might happen in this freeze?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. So ZipRecruiter, which is, you know, a job search platform, put out a report talking about the Great Freeze and when it will turn to the Great Thaw, if it will. And they found, based on, you know, who they've talked to in a survey, that there are some companies looking to increase hiring in the next year, but the share of respondents who said that was down from last year. So there could be, you know, a little bit of a thaw going on, but yeah, some experts have also said that it's like kind of hard to say. So I think we just got to keep watching the data, keep talking to companies and recruiters. I think they want more clarity in terms of what's going on with the economy. And, you know, just what's happening with policies, right, and things like that.
You know, you talked, Madison, about the factors that kind of played into this, that we at least surmise played into this. Are there other points in history? Like, is this something we've seen happen before and we can almost predict when it's going to happen again?
That's a good question. I'm not 100% sure, because I've talked to some economists and experts in the past. And they have noted that this is just an unusual labor market right now. I've asked them, you know, is this labor market similar to anything we've kind of seen? And it's quite different just because of we're in this low hire, low fire job market where there's supply and demand issues. And it's kind of a different job market to where we are in the past.
Right. It's, you know, it's a curious discussion. And obviously we're up here in Canada listening and watching as this plays out in the United States through your discussion. And you talked, as you said, with everything from employees to employers to economists. Is there a recognition that this is permeating outside of the borders of the U.S. or something that likely to be felt in other countries?
Yeah, that's a good question, too. I haven't talked too much about that to, like, experts, but, I mean, I'm sure it's probably the case where it's not just the U.S. who's having this trouble. But, again, I think it's just a really tough time, mm-hmm, given a lot of different factors going on, mm-hmm, again,
Madison,
policies and uncertainty.
Right. Madison, I appreciate you giving us some time today. Thanks so much for taking our call.
Thank you.
Yeah, Madison Hoff, reporter on Business Insider's Economy Team. So, you know, this follows. You heard about the Great Resignation. You hear about some of these labor situations that bubble up and often are impacted by everything from recession to, of course, the pandemic had a big impact on labor. What they're seeing now, they're calling in the United States the Great Freeze. I'm not sure that's applicable to Canada. I would be welcoming your texts if you've got thoughts on whether or not this is something we're seeing up here as well. But, I mean, the Great Freeze basically is companies are providing very little movement. They're not losing people. They're not gaining people. They're also not creating a lot of room for advancement or movement within the company, which, of course, can have an absolute direct impact on morale. If people are in a job and they feel like they don't have any breathing room, they don't have any room to move within the company, even if it's just something to aspire to, that can have a real impact on the morale of workplace employees as well, which is another important part of this. If you are interested in reading the article, you can find it. I said I caught it in the latest edition of Business Insider. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.